You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It's a daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Monday, the 12th of February 2024. On Market Day, we'll speak with George Barbouris from K2 Asset Management for his take on the day on the markets. But first to JB Hi-Fi, which has seen on-floor discounting hit its bottom line. Half-year profit fell 20% to $264 million, but that is above analyst expectations and more than pre-pandemic times. So its share price rose 7% today. It was interesting to listen in on the analyst call with its CEO, Terry Smart, who noted that tougher competition has meant staff are able to offer discounts in store. Take a listen.
Our direction to our staff is to take the deal. So we want them to take the deal and let us worry if it's a bit skinnier than maybe it should be. But we would rather bank those dollars than let somebody else bank those dollars. And, you know, if the end result is a little bit lower in the gross margin, and you can see that in JB, even though it's back at historical levels, we're back into an environment we're probably very used to dealing in. That's so, in summary, it's up to the staff. But it is driven just simply by how competitive the market may be. If they're going into a competitor store, getting a price, bringing it into us, we tell the staff, take the deal, move to the next customer.
That's JB Hi-Fi CEO Terry Smart speaking at an analyst conference today. To the Australian share market now, which did fall, the S&P ASX 200 down 0.4%. For more details, I spoke with George Barbouris from K2 Asset Management. George, the Australian share market down today. Why?
There's a number of things. It's had a very strong 3 months. It's up around about 13% since those lows at the end of October. Again, on the rate expectation changes. So day-to-day at the moment, it's had a good rally and people are consolidating and are having a look at the reporting season to have a look at the health of the Australian corporates and to see how the margins will go going forward.
Yeah, can we go into that in a bit more detail? Over the past few weeks, we've spoken a lot about where interest rates are going. I think a lot of the attention is now shifting to reporting season, which really ramps up today. What kinds of things will you be looking for?
With reporting season, it's all about a number of things. Firstly, margins, but what are the cost issues for Australians in aggregate going forward? So at the moment with the reporting season, we are confirming calendar 23 reporting, and we knew that calendar 23 reporting was going to be contracting versus the previous year. So we're getting the verification of that and looking at the upside for corporate Australia going forward with a bit more certainty with interest rates, lower inflation. And as they're trying to navigate the tricky nature of industrial relations reform, which will impact their margins in the years ahead, but we're just looking for that health check, again, confirming where they've come from and confirming the interest rate outlook and the opportunities going forward.
One of those companies reporting today was JB Hi-Fi, half-year profit down 20%, but the market still really likes it because I think the result was just above analyst expectations and its share price hit a record high. So why?
Again, it's all about expectations. It beat expectations and people thought there'll be a bigger slowdown. But there's that resilience, despite mortgage rates being high and a third of Australian households having some headwinds and doing it tough. There is that broad-based spending still going through and JB Hi-Fi is ahead of expectations. They've been able to pass on inflation rises in the past, but less so going forward. So it's a lot of different moving parts. But in the main, they've really engineered a reasonable outcome with a select part of people in the market that are looking for sales and low prices versus their peers.
Speaking of looking to sales, it was interesting to listen in to the analyst conference today from JB Hi-Fi, where the CEO, Terry Smart, was basically saying, yeah, we're seeing a lot more on-floor discounting and that if customers come in with a better deal, the message to staff is to just take that deal, right? So he's mentioned that kind of discounting has impacted profits though. So shoppers are becoming more savvy. But at the same time, we're seeing retailers like Setire last week, that's on the higher end of the spectrum, also surprised to the upside. So what's all of that saying about the consumer at the moment?
This consumer, it's very difficult, uneven landscape. The consumer is more educated, they're more targeted. And as you say, with that online fashion retailer, it's up 140% over a 1 year period. But again, that announcement with JD.com with China to move into that market really created that enthusiasm and exuberance going forward. But again, it's targeted opportunities, obviously a lower cost framework with online fashion. But again, it's not very helpful to right across the retail landscape. Again, it's a very difficult consumer to attract. And corporate Australia, up until recently, were able to pass on inflation rises. It's going to be so much harder going forward. And the people that can maintain the margin contraction the most relative to their peers are the ones that are going to be the winners. And JB Hi-Fi is into that broad camp.
One company that's going to report in the next few days, I think, is CSL, but its share price took a bit of a beating today. One of its heart drug trials really disappointed. What do you know of it? And what does it mean for one of Australia's biggest listed companies? Because it has also suffered a few setbacks recently.
Yeah, it has suffered setbacks. A good reminder to those investing in the healthcare, there's a binary nature when it comes to trials. And if you're dependent on your future earnings on the binary outcome of yes or no on the outcome of that trial, it really is quite risky. And this reaffirms that. So, third stage trials didn't go ahead as they planned. It was priced in that they would, and it's been unwound at the moment. So that's just a reinforce. So healthcare is a defensive sector, but when you're going into these binary outcomes again with trials, you've got to be very, very careful. And that's why you've got to have a bit of a mix of healthcare stocks in the portfolio. It obviously is at a price that is a bit more compelling at the moment, but it has those setbacks. And going forward, it's just been repriced leading into the result.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
So very quickly, opportunities for investors. There is a resilience to the Western world. Australia is a resilient economy. Yes, the high interest rates are impacting retail, but at the end of the day, it's about that opportunity. So interest rate sensitive stocks will probably continue to do okay over the course of the year, with the expectation that rate hikes are pretty much behind us and it'll be rate cuts going forward. Those low rates won't be anywhere near what we've been conditioned for. And non-Aussie dollar assets. So looking for a weaker Aussie dollar towards the end of this year. So quality global equities, quality global PE funds, but quality fund managers are generally what you should be looking at. It's part of your mix and diversified portfolio.
That is George Baburis there from K2 Asset Management.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.